Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fellow's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
lead me down a cold dark hall. There's no one to talk or pray with. Oh, the stakes are bound to end it all. She's still laying in the ground. Lover's body has not been found.
Murder in the first degree. Welcome to Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. I'm Chip Calkert, starting things off this week with David Parmley and Continental Divide from the CD. There Will Always Be a Rocking Chair, going back quite a few years on that one. Yes, Murder in the First Degree. That is the theme for our Halloween episode this week. Yes, some of you will hear this maybe before Halloween. Some may hear it after, but it's a scary week no matter how you cut it, because we also have Election Day coming up. Yes, some people will think some folks have gotten away with murder, I'm sure. So, you know, no matter how you cut it, murder is a good theme for this week. Okay. But yes, that is what we're going to do. We're going to play a bunch of classic murder ballads and whatnot this week and get real murdery and have some fun with it. Going to kick into one right now, going back quite a few years. Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys for you now. Poor Ellen Smith.
She was shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Her clothes were all ragged, and her curls on the ground, and the blood marked the spot where poor Ellen was found. They hunted me down, and they found me a loafing all around o'er the town. She told me she loved me, and she said she'd be mine, but she went and left me here with these troubles on my mind. And I read it today. Said the flowers on her grave, they were fading away. I'm going back home, Lord, I'll stay when I go. And on poor Ellen's grave, pretty flowers I will sow. Poor Ellen Smith, how she was found. She was shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Her clothes were all ragged, and her curls on the ground, and the blood marked the spot where poor Ellen was found.
What makes you sleep so sound? The highway Sweet robbers are coming, they're gonna tear your playhouse down. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold old ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down the cold reed down. Well, the last time I seen Donnie Corey on the banks of the deep blue sea, she had a 44 buckled around her and a banjo on her knee.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay Donnie Corey down.
Get me my gun. I ain't no man for trouble, but I die before I drown.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down the cold down.
I met a little girl in Knoxville, a town we all know well, and every Sunday
Stevenson, yeah, Knoxville girl. I guess that one, that guy got what he had coming in the end, and they locked him away. And that's another thing we're going to hear a lot of on this show is punishments as well. Yes, yes, indeed. Knoxville girl, though, the Larry Stevenson band, going back to the On Fire CD, which came out back in 1998. Flat and Scruggs, of course, from the Carnegie Hall concert, and Dig a Hole in the Meadow, also known as Darlin' Corey, right? Yeah. Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys started our murder extravaganza off that set with Poor Ellen Smith. And that's where we started off. Yeah, I figured I would do a different theme for my Halloween bluegrass show here on Music for the Mountain, since my other program I'm doing the ghost stuff and all that usual sort of fare, which I do every year on my other program, which is called Out of the Woods. And so we're just mixing it up this year, and we're going to dole out some more punishment right now by the way of Larry Cordle from his CD. Here you're going to hear the title track from it right now. Poor Pud Markham, he's going to get himself hung here, I think. Pud Markham's hanging on Music for the Mountain.
I ain't saying the grass won't grow where if they ain't built the gallows down in Lawrence County. Up on Town Hill, they hung poor Pud Markham for the crime of murder. Back then they called it justice, but the grass ain't growing still. Pud's Uncle Fisher Markham, he was feared and hated, and many in the county wanted him dead. A bullet fired from ambush sent him to the graveyard, but not before he said Pud chopped me from his dying bed. They say the grass won't grow where they built the gallows down in Lawrence County, up on Town Hill. They hung poor Pud Markham for the crime of murder. Back then they called it justice, but the price ain't going still. To the place where he was hiding, a lawman said, throw up your hands, you're under arrest. In the jailhouse he found Jesus, but the jury found him guilty and sentenced him to hang till he was dead, dead, dead. They say the grass won't grow where they built the gallows down in Lawrence County, up on Town Hill. They hung poor Pud Markham for the crime of murder. Back then they called it justice, but the grass ain't growing still. On the 29th of April, the sheriff came and led old Pud away. He had a piece about him as he neared the scaffold, and he rode his own coffin up the hill to meet his fate. Now my prep all told me a great big crowd was gathered to see him meet his maker for taking Fisher's life. They say he told the young folks, let this be a warning, and left this world singing, dark as the night. They say the grass won't grow where they built the gallows down in Lawrence County, up on Town Hill. They hung poor Pud Markham for the crime of murder. Back then they called it justice, but the grass ain't growing still.
Hi, this is Del McCurry. You're listening to Music for the Mountain.
Eli Renfro killed his wife with a long, sharp bowie knife. He packed her up and he put her in the ground. Death by hanging was to be his fate, and old Eli filled with hate put a curse on the entire town.
Can't you hear when the moon is bright and clear from time to time?
in chains and mourning people's names. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mile. That awful sound came through the trees. It chilled my blood and it shook my knees. The kind of a thing that would make a man run wild.
Can't you hear, can't you hear, when the moon is bright and clear from time to time?
It's old Eli dragging chains and mourning people's names. Hope and pray he never thinks of mine. So if you leave town before I do, don't look back, I'm a coming through. Packing my things and I'm going far away. Well, it's said that you can't run away from a curse. Maybe this time I'll be the first. Cause there ain't nobody here gonna make me stay.
Can't you hear, can't you hear, when the moon is bright and clear from time to time?
It's old Eli dragging chains
and mourning people's
names. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine.
My love and me, there we sat according, my love dropped all to see. I gave a bottle of burgundy wine, was my true love, she did not know. There I poisoned a dear little girl down through her, which was a bloody knife. I threw her in the river, which was a dreadful sight. Now my father sits in his old cabin door, a wiping his tear-dimmed eye, and looking at his own dishonored upon the scaffold high.
would set me free. If I murdered a dear little girl whose name Rose Connolly, my race, it's wrong. I believe the sun, my sentence is waiting for me. 'Cause I did murder a dear little girl whose name was Rose Connolly.
Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, of course, the classic Down in the Willow Garden, continuing our murder spree this afternoon on Out of the Woods, going back to the Bluegrass Memories CD there. We had Del McCurry and the Dixie Pals and Eli Renfro just before that. I said we weren't going to squeeze in the ghosts, but we did. We stuck old Eli Renfro in there for you. And we also had Larry Cordell and Del helping him out on that one, too, on the harmony vocals, if you noticed. The title track from Pud Markham's Hangin', and there was a bit of a ghostly edge to that one, too. Indeed, there was. All right, folks, you are listening to Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. I'm Chip Calkard. This is our Halloween show, which is why we're throwing a whole bunch of murder songs your way just for fun. Like I said at the start, I'm going to be doing a lot of the ghost stuff and, you know, vampires and goblins and all that stuff on the Out of the Woods show, which is a mostly acoustic show, which you can hear on most of the same stations where you hear Music for the Mountain. So go check that out if you get a chance this week. That's a big 3-hour long show. So have fun with it. If you want to get in touch, this is a pre-recorded show, like I always say, and you can get in touch with me via email at bluegrassmountain@aol.com. Love to hear from you. Also like to thank all those stations that Music for the Mountain on with you every week. WYAP down in Clay, West Virginia. Neopa Community Radio in Canton, Ohio. We got KXCR in Florence, Oregon. Pine Cone Radio in Pine Mountain Club, California. The Global Voice, Radio for All. That's theglobalvoice.info. That's an internet station out there all over the world, one of the best out there. And, of course, Boston Free Radio at bostonfreeradio.com, another of the great internet stations. And also new to us, relatively new, is aircheck.us, which is a great repository of fabulous podcasts. Go check them out, too. We're on over there. All right, folks, well, we have a quick break to take, but we will be right back after this.